Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Thank you, friends, for helping bring our scripture to life this morning. Skits are often a part of our retreats. They help bring life and meaning to the words on the pages of our Bible for children. I hope they did the same for you this morning. At our retreat in March, we brought to life the stories of Jesus calling the first disciples. We talked about the fishermen throwing down their nets and Matthew leaving his tax booth, all to follow Jesus. They were indeed walking in God's joy. Think of all the miles that the disciples and early followers walked with Jesus. Whether on foot, in a boat, or on the backs of animals, this crew covered a lot of miles over and over again as Jesus taught and preached and healed people. They traveled miles and miles of dusty roads. They climbed mountains and walked through literal valleys together, sharing life's highs and lows along the way. Through the miles they traveled, they collected stories and memories. They saw Jesus heal the blind and the sick. They watched people get up off their mats and walk, something they never thought possible before. They watched Peter and Jesus walk on water, and Jesus calm a storm with just a few words. They listened as Jesus taught the crowd after crowd what it truly means to follow God. They heard the parables and the Sermon on the Mount. They watched Jesus feed a huge crowd from a child's small lunch and to welcome children when they thought he was too busy. They watched him challenge the status quo when he befriended Samaritans and sinners and tax collectors. And these are just the stories that were recorded. I have to wonder what those quieter moments held. Those quiet conversations as they walked from town to town, the late night conversations as they settled in for the night, or the early morning talks as they prepared breakfast together on the road. In today's story, we meet Cleopas on a dusty road on the way to Emmaus. Cleopas was an unassuming follower of Jesus, one who goes otherwise unnamed, but is believed to be a follower who would have shared in many of these long journeys with Jesus. He had been in Jerusalem, witnessed much of what went on there that week, and what he didn't see or experience firsthand, he at least heard about, and he heard about it quickly and from trusted friends. The triumphal entry, Jesus flipping tables in the temple, washing the disciples' feet, and telling them that he wasn't going to be with them much longer. Then their world came crashing down as Jesus was handed over to the authorities and crucified on a cross. Cleopas would have been there, watching this unfold, talking and crying with his friends, trying to make sense of it all. For a few days, friends gathered, they hugged, they cried, maybe even shared some memories that made them laugh or smile. They wondered together what would come next. They feared what would become of them, his followers, who were disliked by many. Then on the third day, amidst their tears, they were surprised by news from a few women who had visited Jesus' tomb. The tomb was empty, and they had seen Jesus alive. How could this be? Not sure what to do with all that he had witnessed and heard over the last few days, Cleopas headed home. His travel companion goes unnamed in scripture, but is widely believed by scholars to be his wife, Mary. As the two of them journeyed the they were doing what any of us would do. They were discussing all that they had just seen, heard, and experienced. And as they walked, they were met by a stranger, or so they thought, who began walking with them and asked what they were talking about. As the three of them walked and talked, Cleopas and Mary told their new traveling companion all about what had happened in Jerusalem. He listened intensely as if it were all new information to him. And then he began to impart his own wisdom. He reminded them of the scriptures that they already read and knew. The scriptures and the prophets had said that the Messiah would suffer in this way. To be sure, their minds were spinning with thoughts throughout this encounter. We only hear a couple of minutes worth of this conversation, but in a journey that was how many miles, kids? Come on, how many miles? 6, 7. There we go. That's about a 2 or 3 hour walk, depending on your pace. It would be like walking from here to the Welcome Center at Umpstead Park. If you've ever been hiking, picking up a trail mate for that long is quite a while. There had to be more conversation. Can you imagine all of the teaching and all of the conversations that happened along that road? By the time Cleopas and Mary reached their home, they had made a new friend. Nightfall was upon them, so they invited their new friend to stay with them. It was then they welcomed him in and they ate together, and that's when they were able to see that their new friend was actually Jesus. We don't know if Jesus altered their vision to prevent them from recognizing him at first, or if they were just so exhausted and full of grief, so distraught and full of disbelief that it just didn't register what they were seeing. But what we do know is that when they were sharing a meal together and when he broke the bread, at that moment, they fully saw who their dinner guest was. As quick as they figured it out, he disappeared. They quickly left and they ran to tell the others what had just happened. Excited and probably a bit bewildered, they told their friends all about their journey back to Emmaus, their unexpected dinner guest. By this point, their friends had heard further stories that confirmed that Jesus had indeed risen. He was alive. Just as Cleopas and Mary couldn't fully see what was happening as their story unfolded, we don't always see all of the tiny pieces the first time that we hear or read a story either. Each time I have looked at this story over the last couple of weeks, I found something new. At first, we just chose this story because it was a nice continuation for the kids about walking. It's another walking story, literally walking with Jesus. And it fit in great on this post-resurrection third Sunday of Easter. But the more times I read it, the more I picked up on little bits and pieces that really caught my attention. Throughout his ministry, Jesus consistently chose to spend time with others, with people that others avoided. Tax collectors, lepers, the poor, those labeled as sinners. Instead of turning away, he listened, shared meals, and treated them with dignity, showing that no one was beyond compassion or belonging. And now, here, we have Jesus meeting two seemingly random followers on the way home from a week in Jerusalem like no other. Once again, Jesus is choosing to reveal himself to folks that are generally overlooked and ignored. How might we do a better job of noticing who gets overlooked in our own lives? How can we move toward and not away from people who might be marginalized? How can we offer them love and grace and compassion? Not only did Jesus spend time with the marginalized, he met them where they were, both figuratively and literally. He met Cleopas and Mary as they walked home from what had to be one of the saddest, scariest, and most confusing weeks of their life. He met them as they wrestled with hope and doubt. He was gentle in his response, and he did not berate them with judgmental questions about why they were leaving Jerusalem or where they were going. He did not judge them for not fully embracing what the women had told them about seeing Jesus. He spent time with them. He listened. He patiently taught them, and he spent time in fellowship with them. Jesus meets us where we are too. Whether you're full of doubt, healing from pain, questioning everything, or quietly searching for meaning, Jesus will meet you there. Instead of demanding perfection, Jesus honors your humanity, walks alongside you as you grow and question and become. You don't have to have it all figured out. Cleopas and Mary didn't recognize Jesus at first. When they sat down to dinner and he broke the bread, they had a pretty epic aha moment. And suddenly everything made sense. It kind of reminds me of one of those optical illusion pictures that looks like two things at once. You know, you've seen them. The silhouetted faces that are looking at each other, but if you look at it a different way, it's like a wine goblet in the middle. Or that one that looks like a rabbit and a duck, depending on how you look at it. I'm struck by how long it took them to realize that their new friend was Jesus. Sometimes it takes a while to put all the pieces together and figure things out. As we journey through life and faith, sometimes our view or our viewpoint changes and we see things in a new way. I don't know about you, but I know that I have a laundry list of things about my own faith and my own understanding of Jesus and Scripture that have changed as I've journeyed from who I was to who I am now. Many of these changes are because someone welcomed me into their life, their space, and their own journey. Through this welcome, I learned, I grew, I changed. All throughout today's story, we see welcome played out before our eyes. Cleopas and Mary welcomed a stranger as they walked home. And then they invited him into their home for rest and a meal. Through this welcome, their eyes were opened. What have you felt a welcome like that? When have you welcomed someone who maybe opened your eyes? How great it is to be welcomed to the table. And through that welcome, sometimes you might find some unexpected joy. As I talked with the children last week about where they find peace or joy or welcome, time and time again, church was their answer. This is because you have welcomed them. As they walk through their journey of faith, you will be there walking alongside them, guiding, teaching, listening. They will see things in new ways and they'll put their own faith together, piece by piece. Who else can you welcome and walk alongside? Who else needs a traveling companion in life? How can we expand our welcome here at Greystone? Who else can we set a place for at our table?